Good morning, Robbie Slater. It's 1-1 currently. Wolves 1, Liverpool 1, 84th minute. They were $1.60 to be winning this Liverpool at the start of proceedings. Do you think they can get that goal in the next 6 to 8 minutes, mate?
Well, they could do. Wolves have got a history of scoring late goals as well. In fact, I think a third of their goals that they've scored in total have come in the last 15 minutes. So Liverpool are always going to drop points. I don't know if they're going to lose. There's always going to be draws along the way, and Wolves are a difficult place to go. They've got a few changes in there. They've got so many points in the bag ahead of everybody else. And, you know, they're bound to drop some points, not only maybe here, but also in other games as we move forward towards the end of the season. Don't forget, there's only one team in Premier League history that are the Invincibles, and that's the team. That's what they call a team, obviously, that goes the whole season without losing. That was Arsenal a long time ago. And when they did it, they won 24 games and drew 12 games.
Yeah.
26 games won, 12 games they drew to make the 38 games. So Liverpool have only drawn one game this year. They're drawing this one at the moment. They only drew at Old Trafford. So it's an extraordinary record, 23 wins and one draw. And obviously a drawing process.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. As was yesterday morning, we were live on air updating this Man U Burnley FC game, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, going through the stats, Burnley had 5 shots on goal. So 5 shots on target, 2 of those 5. They only had 27% possession. Man United had 24 shots, 7 of them on target, and 73% of the possession. They had 692 passes compared to Burnley's 261, and they go down 2-0. They're in crisis.
Yeah, they are. And you're sort of stats king, aren't you? God, say, what are you reading that off the screen?
Reading that off the screen, mate, written down, because I know that you like quality for your
Rob,
segment.
Did I hear right yesterday, too, that Burnley hadn't beaten Liverpool since 1961 or 62 or something?
Manchester United. Yeah, look, I didn't read that, but look, that could possibly be the case. There's quite a few stats all the clubs up against the bigger clubs. It certainly has been a long time, but you know, stats can not always tell the story in particularly in football games. And, you know, a lot of possession sometimes can be stealing a possession. And what I mean by stealing a possession is it's a possession in your own half, possession in the middle third. Where games are won and lost, they're in the final third at both ends, if you know what I mean. Either defending your final third or winning, scoring goals in the final third. Yeah, probably replay that game another 10 times, Dave, and Man United would win it. But you know what? They didn't.
Hey, Rob, just quickly, sorry to interrupt, Liverpool 2-1. Firmino just scored, mate, to 84th minute. So their ears were burning. They get the, you are flying. It must.
You've just read that like a book, Rob.
Just unbelievable.
All over it.
Well, they've scored so many goals late on to win football matches. They still have won, of course. It's not over, but they're just doing what they do. I mean, it's incredible what they do. I'm actually not watching it live because I was watching it live. So now I've missed the goal because I was screening it from my phone. You know how you do that?
Oh, yes. Okay, well, sorry for the spoiler.
In other words, get off.
Jurgen Klopp has to be the best coach in the world, surely.
Well, at the moment, he's at the moment. I mean, what he's doing with Liverpool, it's been a 5-year plan. But what he's doing and what what he's building, you just mentioned Minamino, who's just come on to score. That was another recruitment, $140 million. So the squad he's built actually is built for not only the now, but the future. So quite often in the English Premier League, we saw it with United, we've seen it with City. We certainly saw it with Liverpool back in the 80s and 90s, is that you get a bit of dominance, you know, 5 to 10 years of dominance, and Liverpool is certainly built for that.
What about on the domestic front with the A-League, mate? Wellington take on Newcastle tonight. Who do you like?
Yeah, doubleheader tonight. I like Wellington. Newcastle, of course, bottom of the table. Wellington, that's the last one, but I'm fancying Wellington.
Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC. Sydney FC look as though they're a good price at $2.15, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a cracking game. Melbourne won. It might be a bit heavy-legged because they played And the Asian Champions League qualified during the week, and they won that, which will give them confidence, on the other hand. But I've gone for a Sydney win. There you go.
Okay. With the Central Coast, do you think they can upset the Roar?
Look, they can. They're at home. They're, you know, that's where they've won their game. So, look, I think it's a really close one. I'm going to stick with Brisbane to win that one away from home.
All right. Melbourne City take on Perth tomorrow, 7:30.
Well, this is a, inverted commas, contenders battle, because Perth are on a roll. They've won six in a row. City have been a little bit inconsistent, but are still sitting in second position. They're a long way from, of course, Sydney FC. I'm going to go for a home win here, City. Perth have already won at City this season. That's what the run that started six games ago. They Perth went to City. I'm not sure why they're going there again so soon, but they are. They won that game. So I'm going to go for it to turn around and Melbourne City to win it.
Western United up against Adelaide United.
Yeah, Western United at home. Too good, I would say. Okay.
$2.80 Adelaide favourites, $2.40.
Take note of his tips too, Loz, because I see in the Daily Telegraph all the big names, Bozza's there, all the people
he's out
coverage.
In front by
plenty. He's on 44. He's beating Simon Hill. I'm talking about A-League tips here. So Slater leading on 44, Simon Hill 41.
How bad's Bozza going?
Bozza's on 32. Does Bozza even try?
Does he know what's going on, Bozza?
No. Can I stop what's going on? The sad thing is he tries the hardest. He does not sleep. He is obsessed with the tips. In fact, you can see from the reaction of his analysis after a football game which team he picked.
Actually, that makes a lot more sense now. Yeah, it makes a lot more sense.
Like you say, oh, that VAR decision was absolutely 100% right. Even when you think it's wrong, but it's because he tipped the team that got the right VAR decision.
Hey, Robbie, I've got to ask, I don't know if you heard before, but we were chatting to Jamie Rogers before the 8:30 news, and Jamie's, it's the final day. She's off on maternity leave. We're chatting away about, you know, better halves. And then Loz looked like he saw a ghost. And we all sort of turned and went, what's wrong? And he goes, oh, I've just remembered it's my wedding anniversary. And he hadn't even remembered or done anything special or organised anything. Have you got any advice for him in regard, you know, have you ever forgotten a wedding anniversary? And how can he get back in the good books?
You know what? I'm nearly just going to hang up. I'm divorced twice. How many do you reckon I've forgot?
Mate, we'll talk to you next week. Go Liverpool.
See ya, buddy.